So as we begin the instructions for today, I'd like to say a few introductory words. One is that this is an experienced students, practitioners retreat, and the instructions that I offer are not, I think of them as supplemental to what you're already doing. I'm assuming you already have a practice that you've been doing for a while, maybe you've settled into it, and if it's in the range of what we generally do here, you're welcome to continue. If you'd like to follow the instructions I give, there's two ways in which they work. One is as supplementing to what you're doing, and maybe offering perspectives or dimensions of what you're already doing that support you. And for some of you, it might be that you just want to follow what I offer. It's because it's possible. It's possible that this will be, a complete set of instructions in itself. And then I would like to begin with the instructions to call upon the Buddha as an example or as its inspiration that we're here for, to bring into the room his first instructions he would give when he was going to instruct people to meditate. And he would say, go to the woods, to an empty place, to an empty room, empty hut. Basically to withdraw from the social life of the times and be in a quiet place. And IRC counts for that. To go someplace, to intentionally step away from ordinary life. And then the usual English translation is establish mindfulness, establish sati to the forefront, establish awareness. And the word for establish, that's kind of the verb of what to do, has a number of other meanings in addition to establish. It could also mean to kind of like to take a stand in. Place yourself in awareness. To establish awareness, maybe it's a little bit apart from you, kind of in the head, maybe this idea of it, bring in awareness here and settle. But to place yourself in awareness. It could also mean kind of like to take a stand in awareness. And I like this a little bit because of the English connotations of taking a stand. I mean, yes, this is where what I believe in, this is where I'm going to hold my own in a sense. And this is my place. The Buddha did call sati, awareness, the ancestral homeland for all of us. So it's a place, kind of like a place you can just take a stand in or place yourself in. The word also means to stand close to be near. And that has a nice feeling to it, to stand close to awareness so that you don't have some kind of perfect idea of what it's supposed to look like. Just close enough for now. So at the beginning of this sitting now, this process of establishing, placing ourselves in awareness. begins with the posture that we take. And you've all had a fair amount of experimentation and finding your way to a posture that hopefully works for you. But you may, even so, you might, within the range of what works for you, just sit upright a little bit more in a way that feels a little dignified. Sitting with the dignity of a Buddha. And there's something about sitting a little straighter, a little more upright, gently, that also then allows for a deeper settling, a deeper kind of getting rooted here and now. And some of you might find it helpful to take a few long, slow, deep breaths. Maybe 3/4 full, the lungs. And then on the longer exhale, to settle into your sitting place. Establishing yourself on this spot that receives the weight of your body. And if you're taking a few long, deeper breaths at the beginning, an interesting thing to do is at the end of the exhale, hold your breath for a moment or two to see if in the holding of the breath, I'm not taking in the in-breath right away, there's a little more room to relax the body, release. In a sense, the body is still with no movement. No breath movement for a few moments. Does it give room for more release in the body? And for 2 or 3 times at the top of the in-breath, deeper in-breath, to also hold the breath there for a few moments so that you're better prepared to let go as you exhale. So maybe more of the whole body can be released, settle here. And then letting your breathing return to normal. And this process of being established here in awareness continues to be helped by relaxing a bit. Maybe on the exhale, softening different parts of your body. But not just relaxing the body, but it may be almost like a little ritual of arriving here. Putting aside your thoughts and concerns. Here. If you find yourself tense someplace or holding, that doesn't relax. That's fine. It's really fine. But it's interesting also at the beginning of a sitting to gently, lovingly breathe with it, breathe through it, kind of with the support of your breath. Acknowledge what's happening. Be with it for a while. Not expecting it to relax. Just make contact. This is how it is. In part of this preliminary establishing is if there's any tension associated with the thinking mind, agitation, contraction. As you exhale, is there some way that you can soften the thinking mind? And one of the benefits of relaxing the body and the mind at the beginning of a sitting is perhaps you can become aware, recognize that form of awareness that's left when you're relaxed, the form of awareness which doesn't require doing awareness. But when you're awake and open, clear, present, the awareness which is left, that kind of operates on its own. And perhaps placing yourself within this field of awareness that is just there without effort. Breathe within it. And if there's this sense of the awareness that's always there without you needing to do it, within that, there can be knowing. Within awareness, there's the knowing. For example, of breathing in. Knowing of an exhale. And let each act of knowing have its time. No hurry to know. Knowing a sound, let yourself know it. The knowing might only last some moments, but allow it to linger for to kind of have a tail of time that you know. It's not a checklist of knowing, but a lingering of knowing. Not a hearing, but a hearing. Or maybe the knowing fades away. Each act of knowing has time to fade away into the wider awareness. And then there's the next knowing. Maybe there's an ache in the body. Maybe it persists. But the knowing of it, oh, ache. The knowing fades away, that act of knowing. Leaving you maybe just being here, present. Once awareness established, the Buddha's instruction begins with knowing. And perhaps you can just experiment with discovering new dimensions of knowing here and now what your experience is. Each act of knowing begins as a beginning, fades away. Each act of knowing has no edges to it. It's boundless. The knowing that is not limited in size, just simple knowing with no edges. If your mind drifts off in thought, discover something new about the knowing that that's the case. Knowing thinking. Knowing it clearly, including clearly knowing the fading away of that moment of knowing. Knowing the beginning of it. The clarity that now there's a moment of knowing of the mind thinking. And then returning to the breathing. To know it. As you hear the bell to end the sitting, the ringing has a kind of continuity to it for a while. You can be aware of the ringing. And there can be a very clear act of knowing, hearing, or ringing. That clear act of knowing is optional, or maybe automatic, but it'll have a beginning, hearing. And let it kind of fade away so you fade back into the awareness. So the knowing is part of the awareness, where the awareness gets accentuated a little bit. Accentuated in such a way that it kind of keeps you close. Here, now, with what's happening. Protecting you from drifting off in thought too easily. So there's being established in awareness, placing yourself in awareness, and there's knowing, the clear recognition of experience. These are two different things, and I bring it into the beginning of the retreat partly so to help you get a little bit clearer about what you're doing when you're being mindful. Maybe what you're doing is not quite what I described, and that's fine. But now you have a little contrast. Maybe you see what you're doing a little bit clearer. And perhaps you'll describe that to me when we meet. What do you do? What is awareness practice for you? What is mindfulness for you? But when the Buddha taught mindfulness, he began with instructions on knowing. And knowing is a very special quality of the mind. It's different than being aware. Some of you, I imagine, prefer doing more awareness practice. We're just kind of being aware of the flow of experience in the present moment, and getting out of the way of it, and just kind of returning to this being aware. But there's also an art to supporting awareness practice with knowing. And learning that art, the act of recognition, what the experience is, it's related to the mental noting that's often associated with this practice. Well, mental noting is too easy, a kind of a checklist approach, or a little bit too mechanical or something, removed. But knowing, And we know some of us that in English the word knowing has this connotation of intimacy too. So this kind of intimacy of really knowing, but the act of recognition that has a beginning and an end. Whereas awareness doesn't have no clear beginning and end. You're either aware or you're not. And knowing is within, occurs within awareness, not taking you out of it. But it's kind of like a highlighting of it. I think of it sometimes as there's a wave going across the ocean. If the ocean is the awareness, the knowing is like this wave that goes up and then comes down. And like a wave that comes and goes over a particular location, it has a time. It has a beginning and a clarity to it, a peak maybe, and then it lingers, it kind of like fades away, the act of knowing. I like the idea of that the knowing kind of fades away so that we're not in a hurry for the next act of knowing. And when you know, you generally, you kind of don't know everything at that moment of knowing. Knowing is just either particular, like in the all the things that are happening in the moment, you might know just breathing in breath, or maybe more particular, maybe there's a pressure part of the in-breath, a pressure. Or maybe the clear act of recognition of knowing is in fact everything, lots going on all at once. So to kind of step back and know. The big label knowing that I use sometimes is chaos. That seems to cover everything. And the knowing then it's also an anchoring in awareness. It's a connecting here. So that, because it's so easy, and I don't know what it is like for some of you, but it's so easy for the mind to wander off in thought and even be fooled into thinking you're aware. But really, you're kind of like kind of aware, but kind of thinking a lot. But this act of knowing, that's kind of like the crest of the wave or the top of the wave, like, oh, you know, I'm drifting off in thought. Yes, thinking, wow. It's kind of stepping away and recognizing knowing. And there's a lot to discover in knowing. And I'll talk more about it later today, but this act of knowing is really a phenomenal thing. If you don't use it often, it can seem like you have to do a lot of doing to add on top of what you're already practicing, maybe. But it can become second nature. It's the way of doing it that actually keeps you here, keeps you connected, keeps you in this field. And this idea that knowing has no edges. It's kind of like boundless, each act of knowing. Because, you know, if knowing was an object, a thing, it would stretch and become either huge, no edges to it, no boundaries, boundless. Or it would be so small, it kind of doesn't exist. What is it for you? What's that? Or, the reason I say this, it's so easy to us to put too much effort into the knowing. And you can feel that it's kind of, now the knowing is bounded or contracted or tight or there's pressure to it. So what do you bring to the knowing? What's your relationship to knowing? That maybe makes it feel like it's limited or even feels stressful to do it. And what's it like to know with no stress, with nothing contracted, nothing bounded, but a feeling of great openness in each act of knowing? And take your time. You're not supposed to know everything. That knowing, the recognition of, doesn't have to be everything that's happening. That's the function of awareness, to be with it all. But just kind of know something and that moment, let it drift away, and then know the next thing, and when you're ready, and the next thing. at a nice, easy pace. At a pace that keeps you here and connected and maybe establishing that awareness or placing yourself in that awareness over and over again. And if all what I say doesn't make sense to you, then trust yourself more than me for now. So don't worry about this. We'll find our way. And so walking meditation, some of you who are new here, you can walk outdoors, on the decks, in the community hall downstairs. If you're new here, just watch where other people walk. And that's generally the areas. Some people walk in their rooms. There's some of the rooms that feel are big enough for people. And walking, because it's kind of continuous, the walking, it both maybe you can find a nice balance between the awareness practice of the continuity of all the things that come into the senses as you walk, all the sensations of your feet and lower legs as they walk, and the knowing, the recognition of things that places you in it more fully. The wave that goes through, that contact with the ground, contracting of the foot to lift, contracting, whatever it is for you. I trust you all have had walking instructions before, and I don't have to go with instructions here, but it might be a place to, if it doesn't make you, agitated, you might be a place in walking and throughout the day where you get curious about this thing, what I'm calling an act of knowing, an act of recognition. And how does it support you? How does it help you place you, establish you here, place you here, here now in awareness? And what is the right pace of it? That if you have too long a gap between moments of knowing, maybe you drift off, maybe you get sleepy or dull, or maybe, who knows what happens. It's too long. If it's not enough space between acts of knowing, you might feel like you're out of breath, even you're like, doing too much and it feels contracted. But be curious about this act of knowing. You've been doing it anyway. You see the oatmeal and you recognize it as oatmeal. So what is this recognition factor? What is it? And how does it support you? And where's the freedom in it? Where's the boundlessness in an act of knowing? Is there such a thing? Enjoy your day. Perhaps if you do explore this thing of knowing today and find how it supports you here in the practice, when I talk about it more this afternoon, you'll be a little bit more prepared to maybe reflect on it some more in a useful way. So, thank you very much.